Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota, and I get to co-host with the amazing
Victoria Varela here at the Trade Show Minute, like Johnny has said. This is day two of Infocom, and we're here with our guest,
Paul Fischino from Rico.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here with you.
Now, question of ignorance. Who exactly is Rico?
We get that question. Rico is actually a very large international company. It's been around for over 80 years, and they have a huge customer base. If you ask them what's their primary business been over these years, it's been providing services to their customers, and most of them are B2B, so they're in the business of providing things like printing solutions, and data management, and a wide variety. But recently, in the purpose of us being here at this show now, is that we've engaged in audio-video solutions for our customers. So now we're offering them not just printers, copiers, networking solutions, but we're also looking at audio-visual solutions. Things like interactive touch panel displays, offer collaboration, video conferencing, that puts them in better connection with the people, anyone they need to communicate with, and even video projectors where we can get involved in putting together any size room, any kind of presentation or something.
Great, wonderful. Can you tell us if Johnny and I are stuck at this room? First of all, what booth number is that?
We're in 2861.
And we're here at the trade show, and we only have not a trade show minute because that lasts like 10 minutes, but if we have a split second just to come by your booth, what is your favorite child at the booth to show off?
Well, I gotta say, we have a couple of really unique technologies that we're presenting this year. One of them is a shared technology with IBM. So Rico and IBM are partnered up and incorporating Watson technology in our interactive touch panel displays. What that does is bring AI into the conference room. So now we have a meeting manager built into the board that can offer you an instant transcript of everything that was said during the meeting, can translate into different languages for you immediately, can capture everything that was done and said, can actually be used in the future to program, schedule, follow-up meetings, identify people that were in the room. So it acts as your technology advisor for sitting there in the meeting with you all the time. So AI and the future is actually here today in booth 2861.
Very cool. I think Johnny needs a new friend. So this AI is going to be your next new best friend.
I mean, my current new best friend, aside Watson and Rico, obviously, that's going to be the one I'm going to go see today if I get one thing, it's that, is a furry four-legged assistant who's like yay big, and he's a little terrorist unless he's with his mommy, and he's like the best thing ever. But yeah, I definitely want to go see that. I think that's the one thing I need to see specifically at booth 2861, where I can go see Rico Watson incorporated into boardrooms of the future today.
That's it, exactly. And if you wanted to find out more about the rest of our products that we make, we do have an extensive line of various sizes of interactive touch panel displays. We have a full line of projectors that range in size. Just go to our website. It's rico-usa.com, and you'll find out everything you need to know.
Very cool. Is your company in the social medias?
Oh, yeah. Sure. We're on Twitter. You can find us at Rico Tweets, or you can go onto LinkedIn and Facebook. For Rico USA.
Very cool. I do have a question. As a millennial in the industry, I've only been in it for a year or two. I already have my CTS, so I'm trying to wrap my head around everything. Do you have any advice for us youngins coming in or anyone new coming into the industry?
It's a great industry to get into. The timing is perfect.
Oh,
technology
good.
Is moving ahead so quickly that it's hard to keep up for us older people. So we're kind of looking to a younger generation to come in and not only embrace this technology that we love, but to help us move it along at even a faster pace. Now, your generation has grown up with cell phones, with computers, with gaming. All of that is now being addressed in the products that we're making today, and we're actually designing a lot of our products to address your specific likes, skill set, and needs. So things like our interactive touch panel boards. In the meeting room, you walk in with your phone or your iPad. All your content is contained there in your mobile device. You don't have to get up out of your seat. You can push a button and have the content from your phone end up on that board.
That's cool.
That board can now be shared to 20 other boards in different locations. So we are trying to address the mobile worker, the millennial, and the way we think content is going to be shared in the future. And we want to be able to make sure that our customers can embrace that technology, use it simply, and get the maximum amount out of it.
That's very cool. I have a question on that technology. So are you surprised with any of your technologies being in a certain market? Were there any surprises for you there, or just as you expected, maybe they're in the conference rooms or education? Is it just those two markets that you're in, or anywhere else?
Rico is a company, actually, its primary user or main customer that we have is corporate. Mm-hmm. So we go after corporate and business, and we have a lot of solutions that have been designed for the medium. Okay. But at the same time, we also address a lot of the vertical markets like education, government, hospitality. So there's an awful lot of different vertical applications that will all need the same types of tools. It's just a matter of fitting and adapting what we have in the way of technology to meet their needs. So you'll find that a lot of our products have been designed with flexibility in them so that we can customize the configuration of how it will work for that customer to make it work.
I do have a question also. So how long has this company been around?
80 years.
80 years? Ooh, almost 100. Just 24.
Right. Let's call it 100, just to round it off. But we've only been involved in the AV side of the business for about 6 years with the product lines that we're talking about today. What was interesting to know is that Rico was an optics company for many years. They made cameras for a very long time. And we actually make the lenses that an awful lot of the projector companies have been using for a very long time. So in a way, we've actually been involved and integrated into the AV industry for a lot longer than that, only because we were providing the optics that a lot of people were using. And now we decided to put a light bulb behind it, make our own.
Sure, so actually going off of that, do you see the company moving forward? You said you have an AI in the booth. Do you see it using technology like facial recognition to speak about, you know, whoever, if there's a young person in front, you know, gear it towards that audience, etc.
Well, actually, you're touching on a different product. The AI that we were referring to before was the Watson technology in our whiteboards. But we also have a holographic display, which we kind of position as a virtual receptionist. So anyone that has a message that needs to be repeated over and over and over again, you could either put a human there and have them get bored out of their mind repeating the same thing over. Or you could look at this holographic display, which is a CG character. We use our ultra-short throw projector inside the unit to project the image of this character. But what's unique about it is as you walk up, the motion sensor recognizes that someone's standing there. She can engage with you, begin a conversation, direct you to the people in the building, give you instructions on how to do something. There's a touch panel next to it that you can touch to find out more detailed information. But using it as a virtual receptionist is only one option. It could be used anywhere for anything where we need to convey a message over and over again. Now that is where we're looking down the path at things like facial recognition, voice recognition. Already it has the capability of providing different languages. So if you select Spanish, it can give you the same presentation it was going to make before in English to you in Spanish, but it can also provide sign language.
Oh, that's good.
So since she's moving her hand while she's talking, it can do sign language also.
Cool.
All of that is programmable.
Very cool. Hopefully that won't replace all the sign language out there, but at least the one that's scripted, just like, you know, just the, like another receptionist that would just say, hey, this is the script, here you go. You can have a computer do that or a holograph and you don't need to waste someone's time, you know, relaying that information. So yeah, that's very interesting, and I like that, where it can be used, the applications it can be used in. Johnny, it looks like you're brewing up a question, unless that's your face.
No, that's my face. No, the question I do have again, though, one more time, where can we go for people that aren't here right now to learn more about Rico?
Rico is in booth 2861.
Okay.
It's a new booth for us, so if you've been to our booth before, past shows, you stop by with the layout and configuration. And what's kind of nice this year is we do have all the products that we're selling displayed in the front, but in the back we have a lot of very good practical examples of how these products will fit into meeting rooms, huddle rooms. We combine a lot of our technologies like video conferencing solutions along with our whiteboard solutions. So you can actually get a good feel for what it would look like in your environment when you combine a video conferencing, whiteboards and our projectors all together in a conference room. See how it all comes together.
Very cool. And one more time, what is the website if someone is either listening live or wants to check it out on their off time?
Rico-USA.com.
Perfect. Johnny, where can we find all of the coverage at Infocom 2017 by Rave Pubs?
All of Rave Pubs' Infocom 2017 coverage in the form of blogs, social media, podcasts, etc. can be found at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. And if you want to hear Victoria and I every 20 minutes interviewing AV professionals like Rico and all the cool stuff from AI, AR, technology, AV buzzwords, everything in between, same website, ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. We have our calendar there. You can hop online, check out the Mixler, stream it. The show will be up there later. Obviously, follow Rave Pubs at Rave Pubs, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. You can also follow me on Twitter at JMoto3. Victoria, where can we find you?
You can find me in the Twitter land at Varela Victoria _, and that is BarelaVictoria _.
Very, very good. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time and educating the world on the future of retail technology.
Thank you very much. It was great being here. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.